Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Wednesday, better known as your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 22nd of July, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Something's becoming, I don't know, somewhat regularly talked about here on the podcast. It's about Apple and about iCloud and about how it's always down. Well, that's exactly what happened yesterday, as many of you probably have found out. Yep, the App Store was down, Apple Music was down, your Apple TV wasn't functioning, iTunes in the cloud was down, iTunes Match was down, oh yeah, the iTunes Store was down, oh, iTunes U was down. Pretty much if it had an I in front of it, it was down. And to pile it on, Beats 1, yeah, which was also supposed to do a tie-up with MTV yesterday, doing all those VMA announcements, it was also down. Now, of course, Apple didn't comment whatsoever on it, but about 2:20 p.m. Eastern time, everything did start coming back online. So if you're listening to this show right now, you shouldn't have any problems getting into the iosphere. As for Apple, guys, you got a lot of money in that bank. Why don't you start investing in some, I don't know, something to keep the cloud afloat, okay? Now, while we're staying on the subject of Apple, let's talk about all the stuff that they sold over the last few months. 47 million iPhones. That's how much they freaking sold. That's a lot. However, the iPad was down at 10.9 million units. Mac only sold about 4 million units. And the Apple Watch, about 3 million. Tim didn't want to talk much about that one. Just saying it was kind of on target with what they're looking at. Now, iPods, yeah, they weren't even mentioned, considering that we've just had a refresh of the things. But what we have heard is they've actually sold more iPods than the Apple Watch. So, figure that one out. Although there is one product that they sold even less of, and that's the Apple TV. No surprise there, we're supposedly supposed to get a new one here pretty soon. In fact, we thought we were going to get a new one last month, but that turned out wrong. In any case, iPhone, yes, it's still keen, and Apple, I don't anticipate it having any problems with its creditors. Microsoft Surface fans, yeah, I know, there's about 10 of you out there. Hi! A lot have been inquiring about that low-cost Surface Free, yeah, the one that was actually only Wi-Fi only, and that was issued back in May. Well, the speculation was, are they going to have an LTE one or not? Well, yes, you are, finally, coming this Friday. You're going to be able to get LTE support from AT&T over in the U.S., and along with that 64 gigabytes of internal storage, 2 gigabytes of RAM, and that Intel Atom processor, AT&T is going to sell it your way for $599. Oh, man. Or $4.99 if you want to be on that 2-year service agreement. How dumb would that be? To spend the extra $100. Other things you're going to be getting with the new Surface Lite Edition, we'll call this. You get a 1-year subscription of Office 365 thrown in there. Of course, with that 1 terabyte of OneDrive storage, too. And it's going to be running the full version of Windows 8.1. And I know you're thinking, okay, Windows 10 is coming. Don't worry, you're going to be able to upgrade on that coming July 29th. So, yeah, you'll be good to go there.
All right, it's time for Hacker News Wednesday.
Well, we got Hacker News every day. I don't know why I even say Hacker News Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It doesn't matter. Hackers are here to stay, and it's every day. This time, it has to do with about 500,000 Chrysler cars. Yeah, it seems that there's a security investigation going into Chrysler vehicles, and it's pretty damn scary. The zero-day exploit that's affecting about 471,000 cars can pretty much let a hacker take complete control of your car. And they don't even need to be right beside you. They can be anywhere in the world, really. Now, how this came about was actually from a Wired journalist called Andy Greenberg. He actually took out a Jeep Cherokee onto the highway in St. Louis. And he let hackers take control over the car using the Jeep's Uconnect system, which, by the way, plugs into a cellular network, so there you go. They were actually able to take over the entire car, starting with the entertainment system. Then they rewrote that firmware. Then they were able to send commands to critical systems like your brakes, your steering, and even, yes, your transmission. No word yet on when Chrysler's actually going to fix this issue. You'd think they'd be wanting to do it pretty quick. I guess in the meantime, if you get a wreck and you're in your Jeep Cherokee, you could say, hey, it was my fault. I was hacked. And finally,
love, love, love. It's like a drug, drug, drug.
Yes, it is, it is, it is. This is according to new research. Now we all think, oh, love, it comes from the heart. No, it doesn't. It comes from your stupid brain. And of course, with all the ups and downs of emotions when it comes to love, researchers have decided to look into your brain to see what happens when somebody breaks up with you. And what they have found at those parts of the brain that respond to, say, I don't know, like nicotine or cocaine or anything that's really addicting, yeah, during an MRI scan, those same places, yeah, they light up, meaning love indeed is very much like a drug. Scientists have concluded that the brain is creating a craving for that particular someone that you're in love with by releasing dopamine, which motivates you going into a frenzy saying, I just gotta see that person, I gotta be with that person. Borderline stalking, really what it comes down to. Now, scientists are saying it doesn't always continue this way, at least for sane people. Addiction does seem to fade away over time in long-term relationships. However, though, when you decide to break up with that person, all of those love feelings come rushing back, and then you become a psychotic person once again. In fact, scientists looking at people that actually recently got dumped by their other half found activity in the brain that controls distress and actually is response to physical pain, meaning yes, it hurts when you get dumped. And of course, with that as any research or test, this still has a long way to go. There's not enough test subjects to see if this is actually the truth yet or not. But really, at the end of the day, all of us that are in love or have been in love, do we need research to tell us this? Come on. We all know that love hurts, man. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website to check out this show and all the other great podcasts over there at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Tomorrow's Thursday, so yeah, we'll be back tomorrow, but with a very late edition of your BTN news show. Just hang in there tomorrow, all right? I'll try to get you one up as soon as I can. And until then, I hope your Hump Day Wednesday is going well for you. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.